KO4HKX.
Hey, just checking to see if you have any traffic for me.
Not at the moment, but I did get your email on Winlink.
All right, excellent. Standing by for any traffic.
All right, Tom. Thank you. KO4HKX. Standing by.
Don't want to hold you up. Just head down to Taylor's and 0TR.
Miss Bernice. Hope y'all are having a good start to your day.
It's sure a terrible thing up north up there. Really, I don't think anybody had any idea how bad that was going to be.
I don't think so. I really didn't hear a whole lot about the storm before it hit. You know, a warning-wise to get ready. I mean, there was a little bit, but not like they normally do, which is surprising because normally they're wearing it out.
Agree with you, Patrick. There was a tremendous warning system there. I was watching it since it was hardly even formed. And if you watch the weather channels, and you probably maybe don't have them, they were right on the ball on it.
No, I don't have the weather channel. That's what I'm saying. I just didn't hear anything. I'm not saying it wasn't out there. I didn't hear anything.
Understand that, but that Burnett, no. There's utility work ahead. We can't turn there. Yeah, they was great. For once, they were right on, but I understand now. A lot of people don't have things like the Weather Channel on that, and so they were taken totally by surprise. Anyways, I'll let you go. You have a good day, and if I can be any help, well, you can call me either on the radio or on the telephone. KO4HKX and 0TR.
7-3, Tom. You and Miss Bernice, be careful out there. KO4HKX. Don't be afraid to use the repeater. We're not in emergency mode or anything like that, so it's okay.
Well, thank you. I was running Morse code last night to France, and something happened to my shoulder. It felt like somebody stuck a butcher knife in it, and it still hurts today. I don't need any more problems. They're very minuscule compared to those folks up there. You take care, and I don't know if you'll be out Thursday or not, but if you are, we look forward to seeing you. This is 0TR.
Tom, I don't know if I'll be out or not either. KO4HKX, standing by. Go ahead, Leroy.
Now we're back in the Petersonville area. We're going to get up 26 and head down to the airport exit and see if we get in that way.
Okay. Roger that.
KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, go ahead.
Can I make a contact to Ed? I believe it's N4EDW.
He is offline at the moment, I believe. But I'm pretty sure he's offline.
That's N4EDW. N4EDW, KO4NUE. EDW, KO4NUE. Be no contact. I'm clear.
I won't hold you. Just wanted to say hi in 0TR.
Good morning, old man. How are you?
Old. That's Oscar Lima Delta.
I'm going to come visit you when this is over and tell Miss Bernice I'm going to bring her home. So I'll see you then. KO4NUE clear.
Chad.
And that was the War Department. KO4NUE in 0TR73.
KX, KO4LEO. Patrick, what was that HF frequency you guys are monitoring?
We're in HF right now.
KX, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad.
You got like a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, if you can write this down for me. These stations in North Carolina that's, missing persons and things of that nature. Got some information that you can route through your station that would be helpful.
Go ahead.
All right, first line is 80 meters, 3.915 megahertz, 7:30 every night. They've got the National Traffic Center in that there. Ed Bauer is in, George Bauer's in charge of it, but anybody that can access the National Traffic Center, 3.915 at 7:30, would be one avenue of approach. They don't need to be a traffic handler. They can get a traffic handler there on frequency if they want to try to move information in on the traffic centers. Second piece of information, 75 meter net traffic center, 3.985, that's the International Traffic Center, at 9 p.m. every night. They can also find a traffic handler on frequency as well. That's two avenues that, you know, would possibly be of use.
KO4HKX. All right, I got 80 meters, 3.915 at 7:30 p.m. That's moving traffic around. That's the South Carolina sideband net, is it not?
It is, but people like Ed, for example, they can route that information probably a whole lot better than you can to the proper location. There'll be a traffic handler there on frequency that'll know what to do with that. But, you know, missing persons or people trapped, things like that, there may be a possibility, you know, North Carolina EMD may or may not know about it, but if they can get it on those frequencies, there'll be a handler there that'll possibly know where to get that information.
And then I have a 75 meter at 3.985 international net at 9 p.m.
Roger that, QSL.
Query. Jim.
Back 3.9015, but I think it's 3.915. Chad, can you correct me on that?
915 megahertz.
Roger that. Sorry, that's what I got wrote down. Hey, Jim.
Monitoring KO4LEO.
QOD.
KI4GOD, go ahead, KO4HKX.
I just got Windlink set up, I think. I was wondering if you had a second to shoot me a message and see if it works.
I will send you a message. It's KI4GOD, right?
I appreciate it. Whenever you get a minute, it's not a rush.